Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning. This is Nate Skinner filling in for Harold Gunn.
Hey, Nate, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. It's been a while since you have filled the guest host chair, but welcome back. Look forward to having a fun hour with you.
Absolutely. Feels good to be here, Bill.
And there's someone that is a mutual friend of Nate Skinner as our guest today. Longtime friend of mine. I knew this guy when he was young. So was I. And that is outfitter Kevin Burleson, who is the owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. I met Kevin years ago back, I guess, in the early to mid-90s when Texas Outdoors Journal first came on the scene, and he was a already a veteran fishing guide on O.H. Ivy.
Oh, wow.
Still spends some time on that beautiful lake, and we'll get a quick update on that, but also talk to him about a really exciting hunting opportunity for all you bow hunters, a place that Nate had a chance to hunt, and I tagged along last fall. And
it was awesome, man. Kevin's got some great properties, and I just can't wait to listen to what he's got in store for this year.
And the concept is really affordable. I mean, and it's a really good option for those that bow hunt. So we'll be talking about that, plus catching you up with a lot of things that are going on in the outdoor world. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, along with Nate Skinner, filling in with Harold Gunn today. And we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. You know, every now and then we get a little political here on Texas Outdoor News, so I thought I would lighten the moment. Goodness gracious, has the world and our country gotten so damn intense? And that just kind of wraps up, I think, everybody's feeling right now. But want to go back a number of years, long before most any of us were around, and to some comments made by probably the greatest political sage this country has ever known, and I'm referring to the late Will Rogers, who died in 1935 in a plane crash. And I know that there's a lot of y'all that are new to Texas, okay? So I want to kind of help you make the transition. I mean, the Oklahoma guy kind of, you know, speaks for a lot of folks that partake in Western ways. And some of his advice was, never slap a man who's chewing tobacco.
Good advice.
And as hot as it's been, never kick a cow chip on a hot day. And then for those of you guys that haven't figured this one out, there are two theories to arguing with a woman.
Ooh.
Neither works. There's people that I would offer this to. Never miss a good chance to shut up. We've learned that there are three kinds of men.
Three kinds.
Right. The ones that learn by reading, the few who learn by observation, and the rest of them that have to pee on the electric fence to find out for themselves. I love that one.
Which one are you?
I read a lot and observation, so I'm kind of a combination. And no, I have never peed on an electric fence.
Oh, there
I'm
you go.
Smarter than that. Anybody getting old? Huh? Don't say anything, Nate.
Oh, man.
Being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable. I embrace that.
Refined.
Refined. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Vintage. There is some news for you folks, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts a below-average season for commercial harvest of brown shrimp in the western Gulf of Mexico. Why is that important? Well, it means those shrimpers are going to have to burn a lot of fuel,
right,
to try to get their quotas and earn the buck that they're trying to make. So they're going to be moving around. And coming up on July 15th, the Gulf shrimp season opens in federal waters, both state and federal waters. And it closed back in mid-May, to allow the shrimp to get to a more valuable, you know, optimum size. But here's the deal. If you offshore fish, particularly those of you the mosquito fleet that or have a bay boat of sufficient size on a nice day that you want to run offshore and check things out, shrimp boats are tremendous offshore targets.
Oh, no doubt. No
this
doubt.
Time of year, because they will drag their nets all night, anchor up, cull their catch. And if there's not as many shrimp, that means they're stopping and culling, and all that bycatch is what the pelagic species come in and feed on.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be really exciting. We're going to be talking hunting today on Texas Outdoor News, as mentioned, with Kevin Burleson, the owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. And hunting season is not that far away. I'm kind of getting into the hunting section, but we are now six weeks, Nate, away from or just a little over 6 weeks from the opening of the fall seasons on September 1.
Right. I can't wait, Bill. I'm looking forward to it.
6 weeks. When I was in school, it was like, I got 6 weeks to bring these grades up before the next report card.
Six weeks used to seem like forever, but it flies by now.
Yeah, well, keep on living. But there are some applications on public drawn hunts. And the deadline, the first one, is August 3rd. You can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and click on the hunting tab. That's at tpwd.texas.gov, and look for public hunting. And the first application deadline is August 3rd for alligator hunt categories. August 11th, the deadline for archery, deer, exotics, javelina, and the new private land dove hunts. And then there's others that occur in August 23rd through January 26th. Neat, neat programs. And, you can apply with your buddies. And we do earn preference points, much like those that hunt out west in the high country and have been familiar with years. Big move. This is politically motivated by the Corn Growers Association. That is to increase the amount of ethanol in gasoline from 10% to 15% percent. And as we've been telling folks, outboard motors are not designed for anything above 10%.
No, it's terrible for your outboard motors. It's terrible for smaller engines like lawnmowers and dirt bikes and stuff like that.
Weed whackers, things of that nature.
It's horrible.
Yeah. And so there was a move a push by our friends at Boat US, and they have over 24,000 boaters' comments urging the APA to stop adding more ethanol to the nation's gas supply. We will keep you posted and see how that discussion comes about. You know, you're prepared because I sent it to you. And I forgot to print that out for some reason, and I can't believe I didn't print it out, because it is time for our weekly check of the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard. And can you imagine that, Nate? Me, of all people?
You know, unprepared? That is not like you, Bill.
Yeah, no. But I have it right here in front of me. So you're going to start off with what Harold refers to as the Little Nippers, our Star Kids.
Our Star Kids Scholarship Division. This is ages 6 through 10, a $50,000 scholarship. Flounder, the leader, is 4 pounds, 7 ounces, hailing the car. Sheepshead, 8 pounds, 12 ounces, Rylan Bassey. And Gafftop, 6 pounds, 5 ounces, Ashton Summerall.
In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarships up for grabs, and the leaderboard remains our Upper Coast leader, Dylan Balk, 7 pounds, 8 ounce. Mid-Coast leader, Jacob Guthman, 6 pounds, 10 ounce. And Mitch Lissy leads the Lower Coast, where he caught a 7-pound, 9-ounce trout.
All right, our Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, ages 11 through 17, $25,000 scholarship up for grabs. Flounder, 5 pounds, 3 ounces, Cade Doogie. Sheepshead, 6 pounds, 3 ounces, Ian Wells. And Gafftop, 6 pounds, 5 ounces, Jordan Sando.
In the Adult Speckled Trout Division, we have no change there either. Dean Halwin, 9 pounds, 9 ounce, leads the Upper Coast. Thad Reichert, 9-pound, 1-ounce is our Mid-Coast leader, and James Vaughn caught a 9-pound, 1-ounce trout to lead the Lower Coast.
In our Offshore Division, Kingfish, 62 pounds, 13 ounces is your leader, Matthew Bronstein. Dorado, 24 pounds, 11 ounces, Shane Huff. And for the Ling or Cobia category with a 50-pound minimum, we do not have an entry yet.
I predict that we will have an entry.
As soon as shrimp season opens, right. No doubt. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, shrimp season opened Friday, and so now we are out running and gunning and chasing shrimp boats. And, yeah, we will certainly see Ling pop up. In the Adult Flounder Division, new leader Keith Leshberg, 6 pounds, 6 ounce is our flounder leader. Jerry Mills, 10 pound, 5 ounce sheepshead leads that category. And Troy Summerall, the third, caught a 7 pound, 8 ounce gafftop to lead that division. In the Texas Ford Dealer Redfish Division, Jeff Myers is the only one that has certified and won. There were 60 tagged redfish released, 4 have been caught. 3 are ineligible and are now in therapy, and because they did not sign up. And you know what's interesting is these fish were released, and they're always released where people catch them, you know, in areas that people catch fish. Mm-hmm. But it was also the time when we were having those higher tides and the rain and runoff and all.
Right.
And fish are opportunistic. We see it every fall, you know, when the redfish migration takes place. And as the water receded, you know, I got to believe some of those fish caught a wave, caught a current, you know,
no doubt.
And moved, you know.
No doubt, especially with all the freshwater influx and how the tides have been taking that out. You know, they might have followed that out right there to the jetties, maybe even the Gulf.
And that's a great point, Nate. For those of you all, and we're going to get into our fishing report when we come back from our break, but the jetties are really starting to turn on. Don't go fishing just because nobody's caught that many fish and not that many winners. That's just an opportunity for you. But don't go fishing without having signed up for the CCA Star Tournament. Because if you don't, like 3 people, they walked away from a package that's approaching about $100,000.
And you just got to shake your head.
You really do. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Outdoor Report, plus a whole lot more for you right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Thank you. America's best-selling truck 39 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, cause it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Here's to the winners of the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask David Hill.
I have 20,000 good reasons to say yay CCA.
Or Maritza Martinez, Lakin Bellinger, and Adair Bates.
We won $50,000 scholarships.
Girl power!
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dargle Boats. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report, Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
Hi, this is Bill Olson, and along with Nate Skinner, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for the Outdoor Report, and there have been some serious changes, a variety of changes to our lakes over the past few months, and we're going to tell you about it right now. Of course, here on Texas Outdoor News, when we give you the fishing report, we're going to give you the good reports, and we're not going to mess with the reports that are fair or poor. On Coletta Creek, 99 degrees of the hot water discharge, 88 degrees in the main lake, which is pretty doggone warm in and of itself. Black bass fishing has been good on bass to 6 pounds, on chartreuse, soft plastics, and crankbaits fished in 8 to 10 feet of water. Just mention no report fishing-wise on Choke Canyon, but it is now below 22 feet low, and that continues a slow rise. Falcon Reservoir, black bass are good on crankbaits off points, with crappie good on live minnows over rock piles. Channel and blue catfish are good on shrimp and cut bait. If you're fishing Falcon or Amistad, make sure that everyone in the boat, even if they're not fishing, has a Mexico fishing license, even if they're not fishing. Lake Brownwood, just a couple of inches high, but black bass fishing is good on red bug. And watermelon, top baits, top waters, grande bass, baby rattlers, bass hog jigs, and perch colored crankbaits in 4 to 6 feet deep. Also, don't hesitate to shoot a small jig underneath those boat docks for a variety of fish. Lake Allen Henry, black bass fishing is good early on top waters. Later, watch your fish finder and find fish schooling underwater, and those can be caught on rattleback spoons up to 50 feet deep. OHIV, more on this later, but black bass fishing is good on weightless flukes, jigs, and medium-running shad pattern crankbaits and Texas rigs. And Hubbard Creek, black bass fishing are good on buzzbaits and popars early, later switching to Texas rigs, Carolina rigs, and jigs. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows. Nate, help me out here. What's going on in East Texas?
All right, Lake Conroe, black bass are good on dark spinnerbaits and small rattle traps. Catfish are good on shrimp and chicken livers. Lake of the Pines, black bass are good on football jigs and Carolina rigged worms. Lake Livingston, black bass are good on spinnerbaits and lipless crankbaits. White bass are good on slabs, troll tubes, and pet spoons. Blue catfish are good on shad. Lake Livingston's hot right now. Lake Sam Rayburn, we've got white bass are good on minnows and small spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 20 to 25 feet. Brim are good on night crawlers. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse, soft plastics, worms, and small crankbaits. Looking at Lake Palestine, hybrid striper are good on slabs and topwaters. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid striper are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Lake Tewakinee, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, flipping jigs, and Texas rigged craws on docks. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, flipping jigs, and Texas rigged craws on docks and lily pads. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs.
And here's a note for you folks that are monitoring Lake Whitney. It is now just about 5 inches high after having been huge, as it held water when the Brazos River was so high. Now that the Brazos River has receded and dropped down deeper into its bank, that water has been released. Keep your eye on that lake. That lake will turn on, and it's going to surprise some people, is my prediction. What's going on in Central Texas?
All right, on Lake Buchanan, crappie are good on minnows and curbs, crappie jigs over brush piles. Channel catfish are good on live bait. Yellow and blue cats are good on jug lines and trot lines baited with goldfish.
Very good. And Canyon is about a little less than 2 foot high, but all the lakes along the Colorado River chain are in great shape. Lake Medina, brimful, right, just dead solid perfect after having been high, and that's exciting because at one time that lake was down to only about 20% of capacity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. On the coast, we look at Calcasieu and Sabine, and the last of the fresh water is starting to dissipate over on Big Lake. West Cove has been hot. You made a trip here recently to the short rigs and did well, didn't you?
I did. I took my wife, Emily, over there, and we fished with Nick Poe of Big Lake Guide Service.
Right.
And we had a blast fishing the short rigs. Nick brought his wife, too, and we flipped jigs up and down the legs of those rigs in the Gulf, and it was incredible how many trout we caught. It was so much fun.
It's different, but it's similar, kind of like, I guess, your home waters out of Texas City, fishing the deeper reefs around structure?
It is kind of. I would equate it, I've not done much of this, but it's almost kind of like vertically jigging for crappie.
Right.
You drop your jig down, you kind of figure out where the fish are holding, and kind of get that in your mind as you're letting that jig drop, and then just start jigging it right back up, and boom, it was on. And once you got them fired up, they never quit. I mean, it was catch them as many as you want.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad y'all had a great trip, and good folks over there at Big Lake Guide Service, too. Old reliable Captain Randy Foreman on Sabine Lake said limits of trout to 5 pounds, and he has been out to the short rigs, and the magic number for him has been 25 feet of water. Jetties are coming on. Best time to fish incoming tide, both for redfish and trout. Sabine Channel limits to 4 pounds on incoming tides. Birds are working in Sabine on the south end to the mid-lake area. Trout to 4 pounds. Redfish also mixed in. Keying on shrimp and ribbon fish. Lots of birds are working over the white shrimp that have moved in with the salt water as it has returned to that estuary, and also mixing with the winds. Mentioned the deeper reefs along the Houston Ship Channel in Galveston Bay, and that has been a good option, as well as the deeper reefs of East Galveston Bay. Captain Ryan Battistoni hangs out over in West Galveston Bay and Chocolate Bay. The area is close to San Luis Pass and continues to see some good action. Our buddy Captain Trey Pry continues to put clients on some solid trout. Unfair Lure Shrimp and Rip and Slash have been good during the majority of the day, but it starts out with the Unfair Lure Dog Walker. Captain Nathan Bebout, who fishes out of Sea Drift, and I'm sorry, Nate, but I'm starting to get upset with you because I understand that you've been on another trip that I missed out on.
Oh, man, what an awesome experience it was to fish with Nathan Bebout out of Sea Drift and run across San Antonio Bay, and we actually ran into Mesquite Bay and fished Cedar Bayou.
That's impressive, isn't it?
It was it was incredible. It was almost magical just seeing the water exchange from the Gulf and into Mesquite Bay there, and all the bait fish. Trout were holding deep in the bayou. Schools of redfish were working on the banks in shallow water. It was a picture-perfect day to catch fish, even though the wind was blowing at 15 to 20 miles an hour.
All right, give you a heads up, coming up in the September issue that we're working on at Texas Outdoors Journal, Nate's got a great update and recounts his experience with Nathan. And I can remember my experience from 35 years ago. It truly, truly is magical. Heading on down the coast, Captain Alan Siffert continues to work the King Ranch shoreline and around the mouth of Baffin Bay in water 4 feet deep. Grass beds south of the Arroyo continues to hold fish. And as Nate and I both discovered, up toward the land cut, and you were in the land cut and just tore up fish on topwaters.
Absolutely, with Captain J.R. Ellis, and the sight fishing opportunities in the land cut that day were tremendous, and I'm sure that's still going on right now.
Absolutely. All right, on the lower coast, a little windy, kind of rough conditions. Hencho Gutierrez Jr. said it's been a bit of a struggle, but looks for things to settle down with fishing to improve. All right, how about our best bets? What's going on there?
All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a trio of good days. Wednesday through next Saturday are a quartet of back-to-back-to-back-to-back best days. Next Sunday is rated as fair. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be active from early to mid-morning and remain active until early to mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Thursday and Friday, we'll see times having continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from late morning until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from late afternoon until the early evening hours, either side of sunset. On Tuesday, July 19th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as each day through Thursday, we'll have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Next weekend, there will be a double tide schedule each day.
On the hunting scene, just another update. Javelina season in the South Zone continues in 50 counties through August 31st. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, the countdown to September 1 continues. Now just a couple of days over, 6 weeks away. Get out there and practice regardless of your hunting discipline. Shotguns, rifles, archery, you need to be out there doing it so that you're ready for the upcoming season. All right, we're going to continue to talk hunting right after this break. Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, will be joining us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloon and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Nate Skinner this weekend. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the Port Aransas on Mustang Island Chamber of Commerce. Surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico, Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And as we mentioned in the news portion of the program, the shrimp season in the Gulf state and federal waters is now open. It opened Friday, July 15th. And that's lots of targets for the mosquito fleet to get out and fish. Great fishing. And the neat thing about the Mid-Coast is you've got Mustang Island, you've got St. Joe Island, you've got that goes all the way up to Cedar Bayou where Nate was fishing. You've got North Padre Island that you can get in behind and get behind. And for those of us that grew up in the upper coast and fished, and we'd see 12 to 15 mile an hour winds and we're going, oh, this is tough. Down there, it's just a walk in the park because the grass beds are there, beautiful water, great fishing. And the staff at the Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce is there to help you. So is their website at portaransas.org. But when you call the staff, if you have some questions, call them at 800-45-COAST and be sure and say, "Hey, Port A." They love to hear that. All right, from coastal fishing, we're going to head inland. Longtime friend, the guy was really a good-looking young guy walking without a limp, you know, when I first met him years and years ago. And I was fishing O.H. Ivy, and now he's gotten old unlike me. And his name is Kevin Burleson. He's the owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. Kevin, yo, dog, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Boy, you're being a little hard on me, aren't you?
that's what friends do.
As I always was. just 30 years wiser.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, actually, you've weathered the storm quite well. Hey, before we get into talking about this great opportunity at Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, you said you recently went back to waters that you called home for years on O.H. Ivy. We've caught a little water on that reservoir. How is things shaping up out there?
Man, things are looking good. You know, if you look at the reports on the lake, we're still 37-foot low, I believe, 36-foot low. But, gosh, this is still the biggest thing around this part of the world as far as, you know, body of water to fish. And it's incredibly clean, clear, fishable water. It's very, very good stuff. You know, the recent rise, we got almost 12 foot of new water in the lake, has obviously, you know, inundated all the salt cedars and everything that has grown up around there, and therefore scattered a lot of the fish, and can make for a tough day of fishing from time to time. But gosh, you can have one of those fantastic days throwing a spinnerbait or buzzbait up in that stuff too. You know, the lake looks fantastic. It's very fishable. I advise anybody, if they're in this part of the world, to get out there and hit it. You know, we're still popping double digit bass out of there, you know, all the time. And again, don't think it's just a mud hole in the center of the state of Texas, because it's a very clean, very clear, very good looking fishy lake.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome.
So it's coming back around. And again, you know, it's always had the fish in it.
Right.
You know, we're just a little, low on the water table right now, but, it's a great place to come fish.
Well, you know, a few years back, you ventured from fishing over to hunting when you created Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, and I have applauded and patted you on the back for years, saying you've got one of the best bow hunting packages that I've ever seen. Tell us a little bit about where you're hunting and the size ranch that you're hunting, and before we take a break, would you?
Yeah, we're in right in the middle of the state of Texas. This area is obviously known as the Heart of Texas. We're 16 miles west of Brady, just south of a little community called Melvin, Texas. But geographically, it's halfway across and halfway up the state of Texas, dead center in the middle of it. And it's just a honey hole out here. We're located in some of the best deer country in the state as far as numbers of deer that you know, has always been in this part of the world. It's the upper hill country, and it's just tailor made for bow hunters. Lots of live oak country mixed with you know, some scattered mesquite and stuff. Very, very bow hunter friendly part of the world.
Very good. All right, well, hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We're going to take a quick break. Our buddy Nate Skinner is chomping at the bit to visit with you, so we will bring him in when we come back from the break. Kevin, if you would, stick around. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about bow hunting and Heart of Texas bow hunting right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
Hunting seasons are on the horizon, and that means you need to make your way to one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, or go to their website at carterscountry.net. And this is the time of the year when Old Bill really steps up and helps hunters with his free finance sale. Yep, they pay the interest 12 months, same as cash. They've got super discounts on the 2016 models. And maybe you're wanting to put some new glass on your rifle, your hunting rifle, like the Leupold Vari-X 3i. Just got one of these things with the CDS ranging. That is an amazing, amazing piece of optic. $499.97, but over 12 months, it's only $41.66. Looking for a good rifle? Hey, Savage Arms Axis Combo, complete. 270, 30-06, 308, only $359.97, and that comes with a factory-mounted 3x9 scope. Looking for a place to house your firearms? Lock them up, folks. The American Security Gun Safe, 11-gun interior, fire-rated door storage, $599.99. It's only $49.99 over 12 months. Just some of the great deals going on right now at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. We continue our conversation with Kevin Burleson, owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. And Nate, we had a fun trip with Kevin last fall when you were on a bow hunt.
We did. Kevin's got some excellent properties to hunt. Hey, Kevin, let's tell the folks, how many acres are you managing over there again?
We've got about 8,000 acres, give or take at any time. And you know, depending on the circumstances, I do stuff on other ranches around. It could be a lot more than that, too, if need be. But constantly manage over 8,000 acres.
Right, and what really is most attractive about your operation there at Heart of Texas Bow Hunting is the do-it-yourself hunt package that you offer bow hunters. Can you get into the kind of nitty-gritty details of that and how that works?
Yeah, listen, I started this whole thing simply because I'm the working-class guy without deep pockets that, you know, I just couldn't find a place to go that I felt like I had a reasonable chance at taking a trophy buck, you know, for the price that I could afford.
Right.
And there's several day hunt places around the state of Texas and all, but, you know, guys, they hunt 7 days a week. They constantly pressure the deer. They really don't have rules and regulations in place for protecting the deer herd and, you know, quality of the deer. So I kind of, you know, got the idea to start this thing up based on what I would want as an avid bow hunter without a big pocketbook. And so that's what we do out here. I started this. It's a little niche. We only hunt 3 days a week. We don't pressure the deer 7 days a week. I have big, big pastures. I put two people on roughly 500 or 600 acres only 3 days a week, and they're totally isolated from each other. In other words, when you get a pasture assigned to you for a three-day hunt, nobody crosses your pasture, and you don't cross anybody else's pasture at any time during the weekend.
Right.
You know, and I do have real strict driving regulations. You can only go so far into the pastures. You can only do it, you know, at certain times of the day, and I have a lot of rules that are in place to really protect hunters from themselves. There's a lot of people that really don't know when they're kind of messing their own area up. So, you know, with strict guidelines, strict regulations, and you know, taking care of the property in a good part of the world, we've developed a really, really good hunting area out here that has been quite popular.
Tell you what, folks, there's a great website they've got. It's pretty simple to find. HeartOfTexasBowHunting.com is where it is, and it really outlines what Nate and Kevin were just discussing about the general unguided hunt, but you've also got guided hunts, trophy hunts, and you're really catering to the archery hunter, right?
Yeah, we do a little bit of rifle hunting too, but archery is what I really try to, you know, focus on. I take around 300 bow hunters a year on my property, and it, believe it or not, it's better at the end of season than it is at the beginning of season. Even with that many people coming through, the way we're designed, you know, the no pressure on our part of the world, and pressure from surrounding ranches versus ours, you know, we have an 8,000 acre sanctuary is what it amounts to out here for the bow hunting. But I do cater to some rifle hunters as well, and we have every package for just about everybody.
How is the lodging and meals handled at Heart of Texas Bow Hunting?
On my general unguided hunt, which is by far my most popular hunt, it's a $750 3-day hunt. And for that $750, you get a trophy buck, a doe, a turkey hen, and any and all hogs and varmints that happen to show up in front of you. That does include lodging. We have very nice heated air-conditioned cabins to stay in. They're very modern cabins and very, very comfortable. They each have a kitchenette in them, as well as, you know, grills outside. You can barbecue and stuff outside the cabins as well. But you're on your own for your meals. You know, when I cook meals, I tell people when they have to come in and eat and, you know, everything else. When you're on your own for your meals, you stay out and hunt as long as you want to and then come back and throw a burrito in a microwave. That's part of the appeal to the package. You kind of, you know, you're out there hunting the whole time you want to be hunting. And it's a system that works. Now, I do have a package on there that does include the meals as well and whatnot. So, you know, we cover the spectrum.
And that's what makes that package most rewarding, Kevin, is it's a do-it-yourself hunt. You go make your own setup, and, you know, within the first hunt, you can start seeing several deer, maybe 10 plus in front of you at one time. And that's what makes your property so great.
Listen, I call it a semi-guided hunt because I give a lot of guidance and direction as to what to do, where to do, and how to do it. When you come in, the first thing you do is get assigned a cabin to stay in and a particular area to hunt. Well, I give you a detailed map of that area, and I'm going to show you where bedding areas are. I'm going to show you travel routes, you know, how the deer move to and from this and that, feed areas, water areas, fence crossings. I'm going to give you a really good idea as to where to go and how to approach it, where to get in and how to set up and what to do. But it is actually up to you to go out and actually scout your own stuff, set up your own stands or blinds, and hunt the way you see fit. And anyway, it's a real neat program.
We're visiting with Kevin Burleson, owner of Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, heartoftexasbowhunting.com. And when Nate and I were with you, this kind of perked Nate's ears up with his young wife, Emily, but you're pretty bright. Tammy, you actually got her into bow hunting a few years ago, didn't you?
Well, yes, it was a fight. It took me 28 years to get her to actually kill a deer, but now she's unstoppable. Created a monster. She got into shooting sports with me, you know, a long time ago. As far as archery, we competed 3D tournaments all over the place and whatnot for a good many years. She's always been very, very avid archer, but she never had the desire to actually take an animal with her bow until one day she was filming me take one, and she had been on hundreds of hunts with me, and all of a sudden she got a charge out of it and said, you know, I think I could do that. And the next day she took her first animal with a bow, and in, gosh, 3 days she took 3 different animals and she was hooked. And now she is going over all my game camera photos and picking out her deer and staking out her territory and laying the rules out for me. So she's generally hooked for sure.
Well, I tell you what, it is impressive operation, beautiful country. If you're wondering where Melvin is, it's just west of Brady, I guess about 17, 18 miles. And from Melvin, you go a little bit south. Heartoftexasbowhunting.com. Nate's got a neat story in the July issue of Texas Outdoors Journal on his hunt from last fall. And, Kevin, besides your website, is there any other way that folks can get a hold of you?
Yeah, I suggest going to my Facebook site as well. People want to see the lay of the terrain, all the cabins, how everything looks. And I've just got hundreds more pictures on my Facebook site than I do on my website.
Okay.
So, go to it. You can check out all the stuff on it. You can contact me through Facebook or, call me. My number is 325-660-7819. I'll talk hunting with anybody at any time. So, give us a call, check out our website, our Facebook site, and I'm certain you'll be impressed. We have over a 90% return clientele every year, and it's a neat place to come.
Boy, you are right when you say you'll talk to anybody. You and I have spent I don't know how much time talking hunting over the years. Again, our guest today, Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, heartoftexasbowhunting.com. You can give him a call at 325-660-7819. Folks, if you're a bow hunter, this is a deal and a hell of a place to hunt. Kevin, thanks for joining us on Texas Outdoor News today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.
All right, folks, stick around. There's still more of the show headed your way.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Nate, what's going on?
July 22nd through 24th, the 26th annual Texas Hunters and Sportsmen's Expo in the McAllen Convention Center. Texas Outdoors Journal and Bill have a booth there. Come check them out. You can call 956-664-2884 for more information or visit texashunterassociation.com. July 28th through the 31st, the 42nd annual Port Mansfield Fishing Tournament. For more information, you can call 956-944-2354 or visit portmansfieldchamber.org. July 30th, the Big Thicket Chapter after National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser banquet in Koontz. You can call 402-276-1707 for more information. Also, July 30th, the Texas Gulf Coast Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Alvin. 281-388-0761 will get you more info. And July 30th in Grapevine, the Grapevine Chapter Mule Deer Foundation fundraiser banquet. 817-343-3320 is the number to call for more info.
And go to one of those events in your brand new Ford truck. Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Now, we keep telling you hunting seasons are rapidly approaching and you need to get over to one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. And, the prices of the modern sporting rifle on AR platforms has really come down. One of the best, the DPMS Oracle in 223 is only $599.97, but it's even more affordable right now because old Bill's picking up the interest. No interest for 12 months. It's at $49.99. You want to look at the Ruger, the precision rifle. Limited supply on this. Now, this is bolt-action rifle on the AR platform with Ruger's own twist to it, and $1,199.97, but it's very affordable at $99.99. Pick up a concealed carry weapon. Great choices and a great staff to help you at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. We want to thank our guest, Kevin Burleson, Heart of Texas Bow Hunting, heartoftexasbowhunting.com, for being our guest today. Folks, it really is a neat, neat opportunity. If you bow hunt, you ought to check this out. Also, we want to remind you that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Nate, thanks for joining me today. Folks, you as well, and hope you all will come back next week. Same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.